The Third Victim, Disc 12.
Chapter 33. Saturday, May 19th, 7:51 p.m. Hello, Richard. Rainey stood on her back deck in the gathering gloom. It was late, nearly 8 o'clock. She'd stopped on her way back from Cabot to grab a sandwich and turn things over in her mind. She hadn't eaten much, but things had become clearer to her. Why the shadowy figure of a man on her back deck? Why some stranger spouting off about her mother in a seaside bar? Why the shotgun on her sofa? Because somewhere along the line, this had become about her. And having found her, the killer wouldn't magically go away. Quincy was right. He wasn't done yet. Rainey had parked her car at the bottom of her driveway. She'd already known who she was looking for. When Danny had finally, brokenly uttered the name, she'd realized she wasn't even surprised. She had carefully made her way up through the woods to the back of her house. Her efforts weren't disappointed. Man sat calmly on her back deck, with her mother's shotgun cradled in his arms. She boarded the stairs, then leveled her 9mm at his chest.
"Hello, Lorraine," he said conversationally. "Hope you don't mind, but I'm tired of foreplay."
"Fine. Stand up and I'll shoot you."
"Lorraine." He gave her a chiding look. "Didn't you learn anything 14 years ago?"
"Yes," she said honestly. "Don't wait so long, and confess sooner. It does a body good." Richard Mann grinned at her charmingly. He wore black jeans and a black turtleneck, making him harder to distinguish in the falling night. His brown hair was different. He'd bleached it blonde and touched up his eyebrows and lashes. The effect was startling, from conservative young professional to aspiring rock star. Rainey understood what that meant. Richard wasn't planning on continuing his starring role as Bakersville's school counselor. In fact, he was merely attending to one last loose end before he rode off into the sunset.